So in the first reading today for All Souls Day, we hear that very popular selection from the Book of Wisdom. And we hear it all the time toward the point that we lose the understanding or the meaning of it. First, in order to understand the hope that we have in Christ Jesus, we have to know that there's something unique about Christ, right? Even the Jewish people believed that after their death, they will go to Sheol, a state of nothingness, and await God's judgment upon them, or await the day of the resurrection, or the day when God will raise them up again. But for us, as Christians, we know that that is not the end of it all. For the pagan people, they try to live their life here on earth and think that, oh, only life here on earth really matters, because once we're dead, nothing else matters. They were a hopeless people, because their hope is only based on hedonistic joy, or the joy that could only be measured, be seen according to the understanding of the world, so that once they die, everything ceases to exist. Nothing else matters. That's why the Book of Wisdom, as we begin the wisdom tradition, begin to teach us that even though the soul of the just seem to be like, hey, why? What does matter if a person have to be just? Why does matter if someone have to live according to their faith? We're all going to die anyway. But the Book of Wisdom reminds us that the soul of the just is in the hand of God, and God knows the just, because the just belongs to Him. So we too, when we seek justice, when we seek truth, when we seek to live according to God's will, God is the one who justified us, the one who loves us, the one who knows us, and the one that we're going to. Which lead us toward the second reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans today. St. Paul said that hope that not disappoint. What did that mean? Hope that not disappoint, because hope is real. Or Christian hope is real. It's not a wishy-washy hope where we say, I'm going to win the lottery tomorrow. Right? That's not hope. That's just saying that, hey, I'm giving a chance. I'm throwing it out there. Perhaps I might get something back. That's not Christian hope. Christian hope, according to St. Paul, taught us that while we were still sinners, Christ came and died for us and had reconciled to us to the love of God. That hope is real, because hope oftentimes depicted in Christian arts at the anchor. Hope is real because it anchors us in this unconditional and faithful love of Christ, that while we were still sinners, while we didn't know God, He came to die for us. And that's why it will never, ever disappoint, because Christ is faithful. Therefore, that makes sense, because that is not the end of it all. That is the beginning of eternal life. The return to the one who loves us, the one who knows us, the one who forms us from the beginning of time. That will become hopeful and joyful and faithful when we know who we're returning to. And that's why Jesus tells us today very clearly that the understanding of heaven or the eternal life, what is hidden from the people who think that they know everything in this world, have to be known through meekness and humility. Jesus was meek and humble, but He was not weak. Sometimes we think that the people who are humble and meek are weakling, push around. Jesus was not a pushover. He would not push around. He knew who He was, and that's why He was able to be humble and meek, because He did not have to prove Himself to anyone. The saints were humble and meek because they did not have to prove themselves to anyone. Humility and meekness are grounded in Christ Jesus, that we try to imitate his love, who he is, and emulate that in our own life. Meekness and humility are not signs of weakness. They're signs of who we are genuinely, because we already know who we are, and we live as we're called to be, and we don't have to prove ourselves to anyone else. This is important, my brothers and sisters, because we're living in a very hopeless society. Look around us. So many of our young people are hopeless. They don't know where they're going. They didn't have no mission or purpose in life, except to perhaps earn rank or make more money or play game or whatever. We have chased after vanities after vanities after vanities, and it leaves us more hopeless, bitter, resentful, angry, because we're empty at the end. And only Christ Jesus could fill that hope. And we have to be humble and meek in becoming Christ. And today, in a very special way, we pray for all those who have gone before us. Today, it's very sentimentally hard for me, because today marked the memorial of my own paternal grandfather's death. And I think through God's own providence that he died or passed away on November 2nd, All Souls Day. Because for most of his life, he would pray the rosary, remembering the poor souls. And even when I was in the seminary, he would always remind me to do the rosaries for the poor souls who have no one to remember them and care for them. And when I became a priest, he would always remind me, Koi, when you do not have a mass intention, offer those masses for the poor souls. So I think it's providentially fitting that my grandfather passed away on All Souls Day. Because he reminded me always to remember those who have given us life and pray for those who have gone before us. All trees have their roots. All streams had their origins. We're all here, not because of our own making. Someone have chosen to give us life. Even if those decisions were not let's say, positive or loving. Someone had given us life. But much more than that someone, God had given us life. And he had formed us in his own love even before we were in our own mother's womb. So to remember the communion of saints and to pray for those and to assist the poor souls in purgatory as they complete their purgation journey, it's our duty as Christians, because we're not a hopeless people. We're not a people that just end with a quote-unquote celebration of life service, because our lives truly begins for eternity in Christ Jesus. And it begins here and now when we already know who we love, who we're returning to. And at Pilgrims on this journey, we're here to assist one another along the way, especially today's for all the poor souls, for all the souls that are in need of our prayer as they finish their own purgative journey as well.